I've just found out that today, Wednesday the 10th of October, is World Mental Health Day. And I'm a bit perplexed why I didn't know already. It's probably because I was buried and in other stuff and that had me stretched in a lot of different directions, and I didn't really have... It just didn't hit me that it was coming. So I'm guessing that means that there are a lot of you who won't already know as well. So, given that we now know that it's World Mental Health Day, what could we do? I've listened to a couple of audioboos here on Audioboo already in the last 5 minutes. And I'm standing here in my office in Glenmark, Cork, in Ireland. As somebody who has extensive experience of severe depression, I got my first bout of severe depression in 1992, and I've had many bouts of severe depression since, and I've written a bit about it, and I've spoken on Audioboo about it before, and I'm continuously wondering, what can I, as one person, or even in collaboration with others, do? The main thing I do already is feel terribly comfortable about talking about the difficulties I've had and how fortunate I am to be here today, given that after many bouts of severe depression, I am a survivor who has recovered and whose mental health has got back to being well again. After times when I really had reason, and I had loads of feelings that I would never recover, I would never get out of it. And I speak out of experience rather than, you know, ideas. I know it is possible to recover. I know. So when I now meet a person who is in the depths of severe depression, I have really two things in my mind. One is, are they safe? And that's my overwhelmingly first thing is, are they safe? Are they going to be able to be safe throughout this period of pain and hurt and dreadful feelings that severe depression brings with it? But are they going to be safe? Are they going to be breathing tomorrow and the day after and whatever? So that's the first thing that always goes through my mind in relation to mental health, safety. But the second thing is recovery, really, recovery. I mean, resurrection, recovery, these are themes that we humans have. You know, the prospect of living the rest of my life in a continuous state of depression depressed me. It really did feel to me like it was never, ever going to lift. And the simplest phrase I've ever known is that the darkest light is just before dawn. In other words, I felt my very worst shortly before I got better. So to me, that is so. Whenever I meet somebody who is in the depths of really painful depression, which they're finding it very hard to tolerate, I say to myself, you know, they may be just about to recover. This isn't the way I thought at the beginning. Because I thought at the beginning, you think, well, the status quo is what will continue, you know. So this person in anguish is likely to continue in anguish. But my experience is that you just don't know when recovery will come. And, I mean, the thing that gave me strength to believe that recovery would always come is the fact that it has come. Every time I've had a bout of severe depression, I have recovered from it. I'm standing here in a room which is packed with books about mental health. I've got, I must have 30 or so books, including, you know, Sally Brampton, Shoot the Damn God, Shoot the Damn Dog, The New Black by Darian Leader, Hear My Silence, Karina Colgan, some of these, and that wonderful book by Richard Benthal, Madness Explained. There's so many books on it. There's so many books on it. The key thing is, what can I do to help? I mean, I do feel a bit at a loss, you know. I think that a lot of it would help a lot if I can help people who don't have personal experience of depression to know how they can help me or how they can be. Because people feel very awkward in the company of somebody who has severe depression if they don't know what it's like themselves. They just feel a bit lost. I'm convinced of that. I've spoken to enough people like that. But also I have experienced massive, extraordinary goodwill. I mean, people talk about stigma. And I'm not going to add to the view that says, you know, we live in a world in which the problem is that people with, you know, with struggling mental health are stigmatized. And neither do I want to deny that. But I have to say that when I think about it all, I think of the extraordinary ability of people when I reveal to them that I have either experienced or I am in a state of severe, of bad depression. The extraordinary ability of people to say, well, actually, I used to be like that myself, or I've been like that myself, or my brother's like that, my cousin's like that, my mother's like that, my child's like that. It is so widespread. It is so normal for people to have depression in their circle. It is not unusual. It is extremely unusual to find somebody who doesn't have first-hand experience of somebody close to them who has struggled really, really hard with their mental health and all the emotional and self-esteem trouble that brings with it. I find it poignant and heart-moving, the empathy that I have discovered that other people have, and how once you get it out into the open that there is something going on and that you have experienced mental health difficulties, I found it has opened up all sorts of avenues to me. It's got me work, it's got me friends, it's got me great company, and, you know, at extreme of enthusiasm, I've always said to myself, or for a long time I've said to myself, that the company in whom that I feel most relaxed in is the company of people who have direct personal experience of depression. It just is so relaxing to be in their company. That is not to say I'm not the other extreme from Spike Milligan. It is a horrid state to be in. Don't let me create any impression that I'm urging anyone to get depressed. But it's on World Mental Health Day. You know, I think the best I can do is say, I'm sorry I didn't realize it earlier. And anyway, as far as I'm concerned, every one of the 365, or in leap year, 6 days, is a mental health day. I live every day. And I think it is good to live every day with concern for your mental health. It is, if you don't realize it, your most precious asset. Much more important than the money, much more important than the food, the cars, the TVs, every bit of conspicuous consumption. You know, sound mental health, feeling well, is terribly valuable asset. But the struggle to get well can be achieved, and recovery happens all the time. And that's me. That's my little pulpit, I suppose, for World Mental Health Day. Thank you to everybody who is doing so much more than me to help in this respect. Every little tiny drop, every dribble helps. And it isn't just one day. It's every single day of our lives.